Hello and welcome to The Hop, a podcast designed to help business owners and marketers stay relevant in the ever-changing digital landscape. I'm your host, Matt Taylor-Farrington, and the owner of Purple Bunny Marketing. And today I'm joined by Nick, our social media guru and videographer. And today we're going to talk about what's trending for 2024 and what we kind of saw wrap up at the end of last year and what's happening. I guess the number one thing and the biggest thing is what platforms finished on top. Where should I be? Who's there? And what are we seeing in that space?
Yep. So like the platforms we have been using, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok are still on top. Yep. I have read recently that Twitter/X, again, I'm not calling it X because it's just dumb.
Stupid.
Is declining in popularity with advertisers. And yes. I can tell with that, going through my own feed and the ads are popping up, I'm like, oh, that's dodge.
Yes.
So like even like me as a consumer for that, I'm like, oh, I don't really trust any ads that are on there anyway, because the ads I've seen haven't been good. So for social media wise, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok are still on top.
Yep.
I can't think of anything else really.
Yeah, no worries. And I guess what I've been reading too is that TikTok has increased in popularity in that younger demo.
Yes. Because that younger demographic aren't really on Facebook anymore.
Correct.
Because it's seen as an old person thing, which it is an old platform. It's like, it'll be 20 years old. Is it this year or next year? It'll be 20. So it was 2004.
Yeah.
I should have looked that up. But yes, it's almost 20 years old.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the younger generation are going towards newer stuff.
Yeah, and I think they're getting consumed by that video content. And TikTok kind of appealed to them where they can be on a platform that mum and dad might not be on.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. So I think it's definitely there, but it is the number one performing platform for an audience that's sub 25. So obviously your plus 25s, the audiences are different, but you know, understanding where your audience sits is important.
Yeah, then I'm in that weird spot where I'm like...
In between?
Because like, I am technically Gen Z.
Yeah.
Because 1997 is the first year of it, but then people call it like that weird time because like I grew up with dial-up internet, but then my first phone was a smartphone.
Yes.
It's that,
You are that crossover.
I just like anything, I guess.
All right. I guess another one, and we've been talking about it on the podcasts, and I think it's going to continue in dialogue throughout the year. I think everyone's going to hear everyone talking about it, but AI and how it can help me with social media content. How can I use AI to help me effectively?
I'll talk about how I use it effectively for myself.
Perfect.
So I'm not the best at writing in general. I passed English at the end of English in grade 12. I got
but you
a
were
B+.
Texting it.
I passed. I'm okay at English, but creative writing is not my strong suit. That's not where my creative
outlets sits.
Yeah, exactly. So I use it to help me write post copies and stuff like that, but I don't rely on it to write post copies. So I might give it a prompt going, hey, can you write a post copy for X about XXX? And then it spits out something.
Yes.
And it's usually okay. And then I can edit it and go, no, I shouldn't say that. I add this to this.
And you can adjust it.
And then it'll look more original. Because like, I just use it to help me prompt myself.
Yes.
In a way.
Agreed.
And then with photo editing, I do use it for that, like whether it's just like an auto filter that it thinks is the best for like skin tones and stuff like that.
Yep.
Or I use Photoshop AI the most for removing things that might not should be in a picture. For example, a client could send me a photo and there could be something in the background that shouldn't be there.
Yep.
I use the Photoshop AI tool just to remove it and you won't even tell.
Yes, that it's happened.
That's happened.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part is that it's not seen as something to replace us, but something to support us in what we do and enhance what we do.
Because otherwise, like, you can't, in my opinion, you can't, at this current time, you can't just go spit something out with AI because sometimes it just sounds too robot-y or AI-y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it just doesn't sound authentic because it doesn't sound like you.
Because the robot doesn't know the brand.
Correct.
That well.
Or the context. Yeah. Or
I can tell them the client is a gym. But they don't know the values of the gym. They don't know, like,
100%. Agreed. And I think another way that you can potentially utilize AI is if you are stuck for ideas about what to post, it is a great way to kind of give it some prompts with some ideas of what things you could post. And it's just a thought provoker, I guess. Not so much a, hey, write me a plan for 30 days. It will give you just some ideas. You know, you could ask it for a couple of ideas around your industry or your topic or your product to post. And it can kind of give you some thoughts around what you types of things
you can do. It'll give you something very generic, and then you just have to put your own spin on it.
Correct. But it kind of helps you if you're in that fog where you're not kind of able to come up with the ideas, or you're struggling. It can kind of help you get through that.
Yeah.
Definitely. We kind of already talked about this a little bit, but TikTok. Do we continue to see this app's audience growth, and is it changing? Is the landscape changing? Are we seeing more people gravitate to that platform?
Yeah, so I read in an article that TikTok's growth is going up, and as we said, with the younger generation, especially because they're not making Facebook accounts, they're not making Instagram accounts, they're focusing more on TikTok.
Yes.
So it's growing more. Like every day. Last year, every day. Yeah. So pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think from what I saw, and shameless plug, I just wrote about in a blog, the under 25 demographic definitely is their biggest and strongest audience, and yes, it's the number one platform amongst them, but we are seeing more people jump on as well in those older demographics. And I guess it's the same thing that, or trend that we saw with Facebook when it first came out. The younger demo was on it, and then a lot of people say now, the oldies have taken over Facebook.
Yeah.
And I think eventually we will see more and more of the older generation jumping onto TikTok. I love seeing some of the oldies jumping around doing the crazy TikTok trends and dances. I think they're hilarious. And I think you'll see more of that as time progresses. But definitely its core audience is that under 25. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Threads. Where did it go? Is it still here? Well, are people still using it?
It's not on my phone anymore, so I'll just tell you that. Look, they're still developing it. It's still like getting new features and stuff. I read recently that, I actually didn't know this, but like it wasn't in the EU until December last year.
Okay.
So it's in Europe now.
Yep.
So maybe that'll help it a bit people being active on it potentially, but it's still being developed. I would like to probably revisit it maybe mid next year.
Yes.
And see, like, okay, so what's happening on here now?
Yeah. I noticed, the reason why I put that question is more so for my own thought, but I noticed on Instagram, the threads are coming into it now, so they've made some improvements with its integration, obviously being more of an Instagram-based product that it's come from. I'm seeing some more stuff in there. The ability, when you go to like share, you can share to threads now directly. Mm. So they are improving its functionality.
It seems like a lot of stuff that they're adding on probably should have been there day one instead of trying to... I'm not sure if it was rushed. Yeah. I wasn't there for the production of it, of course, but like... Yeah. It should have probably waited a bit longer instead of trying to jump on the bandwagon of like, let's just leave X/Twitter.
Yeah. And I think it not being able to cross promote at the start as well as it can now. Again, shameless plug, we just did a talk about cross promoting and how great it is, but you know, not being able to cross promote in this day and age is kind of silly. Everyone, you know, we're content hungry. We can't produce thousands of pieces of content.
Yeah.
So we do cross promote, and limiting you from doing that was probably an oversight, I feel.
I find it interesting that there's still no Threads stuff in Meta for Business, for example.
Yes.
So it's just like, well, where's that going?
Yeah.
If I can't schedule stuff through Meta for Business along with Facebook, Instagram, which are all the same company owns all of them.
Yes.
And like, yeah, why? Yeah. I'm still looking at it. I'm like, I'll see if it does pick up again.
Yep.
But at this point, we don't know.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Influencer marketing. A big one, and something we get asked quite a lot by clients too, about should I be engaging with influencers and what should I be doing? And I guess, should I? Should I engage with influencers? Should I be utilizing them in my social media?
Yes, because if you want to show off your product, which I don't know what your product could be, but if you want someone like using it in a video or something, or like even in a picture on Instagram or something like that, it's fantastic. And the good thing about influencers or micro influencers or anyone whose job is the internet, pretty much.
Yes.
People trust them a bit more than your everyday celebrity.
Correct.
Like if they're promoting, like the thing that comes to mind is HelloFresh. They go, oh, this person's using HelloFresh. I kind of want to try it too. And they get a code as well.
Yeah.
And they might stick to that as well. So yeah, it's just like, oh, cool. An everyday person's using this and they seem to like it.
Yes.
I want to get that. So yeah. I think it's worth looking into.
I agree. And I think what we're seeing trends, or what I've been reading lately, is that, you know, micro influencers now make up 35% of the audience data that they use, or businesses engage with, sorry. So, you know, they're engaging with them, they're utilizing them. And of those people that use micro influencers, 65% of small businesses said they saw an improvement in their sales directly related to the micro influencers advertising. So I think the day of the Kim Kardashians of the world and celebrities charging ridiculous money to promote products and services via platforms, look, that'll still happen at the top level, but I think at a granular level now, I think small business, it's now more attainable with micro-influencers. I think, you know, if you find the right micro-influencer that's talking to your base, it is a captive audience. It is an audience that trusts that person, they're following that person, they believe that person, then they're potentially more likely to engage with your product. So I think micro-influencing is a big thing that's going to, we're going to see continue to grow in 2024 and into 2025. And I think it's definitely something that business owners really need to take note of and think about, how can I engage with a micro-influencer?
Yeah, I don't see it like going away anytime soon at all.
Agreed.
Especially because, like, yeah, again, it's a person who looks like an everyday person, not a high yep. top of the
market. It's authentic.
Yeah, it's authentic.
Yeah, 100%. All right, perfect. Okay, and the last thing I think we talk about for 2024 is attention spans. Obviously, we know that everyone has short attention spans and you've got to do something to grab and get their attention. Are we seeing any changes in that space? I know for years it's been, you know, you've got 2 to 3 seconds to get their attention. You know, do we have a little bit longer yet? Are we getting smarter than fish? What's going on?
So it seems to be like the ideal, like probably ad on social media seems to be around the 15 second mark-ish, or yep. At least under a minute.
Yes.
Once it gets over a minute, people either lose attention or stuff like that. Like, it's just people tune out if it's an ad for over a minute.
Yes.
Under a minute, and apparently 15 seconds is the ideal
time
length for
yes.
it. For someone to watch the whole thing if it's that long.
Yep.
But you can have it a bit longer, as long as you make it interesting, I guess.
Yes.
It's not just like blasting an ad in your face type thing for a minute straight.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of think if you can keep your initial hook in that first 15 seconds and get someone's attention and make them kind of buy into what you're talking about in your story. I think content that goes up to 30 and maybe even 40 seconds is okay. Anything yeah. after that, you're starting to lose them, unless you have an interesting story where you're keeping them grabbed over, say, a 4 or 5 part story. And that is something that I saw in the data that's suggesting that people are more actually prepared. If you've grabbed them or got them intrigued about what you're talking about, they're actually happy to follow that and go and watch part 2, 3, and 4. I know I do that personally. If I get really delve into something, I want to know what happened, especially if I've committed to watching 40 seconds or 50 seconds of video.
Yeah.
I want to know what the next bit is, sort of thing. So I think we just have to get clever at the way we continue to tell the story and execute it.
Yeah.
As business owners and marketers. I think, you know, don't be scared if you do have a longer story to kind of break it down and how can I get their attention and break this into like a 4-part series or something like that. All right, well, I think that's about a wrap. We just wanted to jump in, give you guys a bit of an idea of what we're seeing trending for 2024 and what it could look like for you and how you could kind of engage with things like micro influencers or the different platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to Nick for coming along, talking about social media. And obviously stay tuned to continue to learn more about the ever-changing landscape, and we'll catch you on the next episode.